Life's getting better.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation as we continue to wage war with each other over the politics of energy, oil production. Where are we at? What about the drilling and the leases on federal land? How about offshore? What's going on with that? And Keystone Pipeline pretty much frozen out. A little teensy-weensy bit of an approval, but not the full-on thing from Canada all the way down to Texas. I think that's a big mistake, but many of you disagree with me on that. I'm sure we're going to wage war against each other over the Keystone Pipeline for some time to come on this show. Hey, coming up in a couple of minutes, too, we're going to introduce you to a couple of women who think technology is a real killer. Burns you out. What happened to the art of conversation? And it is that yin and the yang of where are we headed with the iPhones, the Androids, the iPads, the whatever thing that you use. It's incredible. It's incredible the things that we're able to do because of technology, and it's also incredible how much of an energy vampire the Internet can be using different devices. Are people not having conversations anymore? Well, if you are having conversations with your neighbor, I guarantee the conversation is over what's happening with gasoline, because it's up now 30 cents from a month ago. When President Obama was running the first time around, this is how you put it in perspective, think of 2008, $1.87, and now we're talking about the national average, $3.73. There are already a lot of people who are paying well over $4 and into $5. I'll say it again, you get really to $6 and forget about it. People will go crazy, and I think that the switch will definitely have been tripped for even those who are undecided, which seems crazy to me after you've seen what's been going on, but who are undecided, you'll flip that switch and things will really take a nasty turn for the Democrats. So what's happening now is you have people that are siphoning gasoline. You have thieves that are drilling into gas tanks because they're trying to get the precious cargo. They want to be able to fuel up. They're trying to figure out things that they can sell and also how to feed their own need. So you had a couple of recently you've had that become something that's becoming more too common, I think, in a few areas, because what's happening is they're able to take it and use it, and you know that, so what they're doing is they pump and they get this gasoline line going and then they pool it, and typically that's what they're doing. It's portable, what they're able to store it in, and they're able to get it out of some of these tankered areas. So it's gas theft is what it is. And what is gaff, you know, stealing the gasoline, ultimately, what does that mean, whether it's the traditional siphoning of it or another way? It means that it can be pretty awful for the car owners because of, you know, what they leave behind and what you have to have done to your car as a result of it. So what do you do to keep your car safe from gas thieves? Well, if you have a garage, you have to park in the garage. You have to park in areas that are well lit. It seems pretty obvious. And, you know, if you see or smell any kind of the smell of gas, you got to tow that sucker. You got to be careful of that. A lot of people are falling prey to this because, as I said, you won't realize it's gone on. And then something's happened to your car suddenly, and you're stuck with some, you know, not only an empty gas tank, but some nasty repairs as a result of it. So this is what happens when you see the gas prices shoot up the way they shot up. People look for other alternatives to, you know, how can they sell or make money or use their own needs, like I said. Big story that's brewing that would also create a lot of that conversation is Iran and the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with Barack Obama next week. The conversation is over what to do about Iran. I mean, is it? Do you think it's realistic that we could be part of a strike against that country? The option to use force is definitely still on the table. It's definitely something that could happen in this situation of this standoff over nuclear development with that country. Because they'll say one thing and then do another. So don't be surprised if in just a couple of weeks I'm on the air and I'm telling you about something that we've just learned. And the details that I'm getting from the Pentagon really are that truly that is not off the table. That yes, it's being said. There was testimony today from the Hill, but it's serious. This isn't more conversation. There really is a great chance that we're going to be involved in perhaps something in Iran that kicks open that Pandora's box big time. Coming up this hour, besides that conversation on technology, we will also do another Week in Count because it is about the money. And with technology, there's this micro computer that's going on sale for $35. $35. I'll give you some of the details then on it. Boy, that seems... What's the memory on that? If it's a teensy-weensy thing, how much memory do you think you're getting for $35? I'm thinking probably not too much. I don't think so. Probably not. And the other thing that we're going to also attack is something that we've talked about a lot on America Tonight, the other tug of war that we have. Whether we're not talking about politics or gasoline, if we're not talking about those two things, aren't we talking about something that's been put on the shelf for a long time, and that's immigration and what to do about illegal immigration in this country and some of those border states. And we've talked to people at the hospitals and schools and whatnot, and in the local law enforcement where they've had to cut back, and they're having a lot of problems, especially in some of those sparse areas where you don't have a big entryway, and you're talking about deserts and long stretches with not enough border patrol agents. So then you have this where a federal judge blocked Arizona from enforcing part of their immigration law that doesn't allow people from cars, or that, you know, prohibits people from cars from stopping traffic to pick up day laborers. And boy, have I seen that just few miles from my house. I see it every single day, people at the 7-Eleven, and they're getting picked up. So anyway, in this preliminary injunction, a U.S. Judge ruled, a district judge anyway, in Phoenix, ruled that they were trying to overturn the law, were likely to succeed on the merits of their claim, saying that the rules violate the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. How about that? I mean, that's pretty big. And this goes back to Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, who signed the law that sent them ultimately into court, if you remember, the stopping somebody for something else, and could you ask them a question if they were in the country legally or not, and that's what kicked everything off a couple of years ago. So, you know, could the police check the status of somebody they detained and suspected was in the country illegally? And that was blocked before it came into effect in July 2010. So now here we go again. And Arizona appealed the ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court's going to hear that case in April. Ooh, the Supreme Court's busy. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Tonight, I had some Italian food tonight, so you know how that is. Actually, I had a stuffed artichoke. Anybody out there a fan of the stuffed artichoke? Oh, my favorite. Love artichokes, and I haven't had an artichoke in a long time. I mean, usually people, you know, steam it and just dip it in butter, but stuffed is the way to go, and I had a chance to eat the stuffed artichoke at a cool restaurant in South Philadelphia. People think of Philadelphia, and what do they think of? They think of automatically, where do you go? Cheesesteak, of course. And, yeah, cheesesteaks are awesome, but there are other things to eat in the city, and one of them certainly is at this artichoke at one of the restaurants that I happen to go to. I don't know what you're eating, and I don't know how you're getting there, but you're probably complaining about gas prices. I looked at my email today, and, geez, overwhelmingly, I want to say, and we went to a mailbag segment in our first hour, but overwhelmingly, the mailbag was flooded with people kvetching about gasoline more than anything. Of all the things that we've been talking about on this show, gasoline was A, number one on everybody's hit list, and everybody wanted to talk about what the alternatives were. Mostly, are we going to drill, or what are we going to do? Are we going to look at these permits, you know, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, right now we're at what they would call a standoff. I think that's where we sit at this point, right? So we're not going to solve this riddle overnight. We're going to talk about more alternatives, though, along the way. We've done that before on ATN, and we'll continue to do that. Explore stuff like, you know, what's happening in France with nuclear energy. Of course, you say that word in this country, even though there's a couple of new plants that just went up. It's nasty after Three Mile Island, And that, you know, that's part of the problem. Somebody said to me when I was talking about the Keystone Pipeline, and we get a lot of calls about this, is how would you feel if that was running through your backyard? You know, would you be on board if it was? And the answer is there are so many pipes running through, I'm certain of it, our neighborhoods and all over the country, that yes. I mean, if it's, of course, you want the regulation. You're not talking about just flopping up a pipe, but the way things stand and the stiff regulations, I mean, let's face it, I don't see, to me, and this is, again, based on sources people I've talked to, that the ducks were there. They're in a row. And you're not going to get 100% on anything. You're not going to get 100% on half the things that run through your house. So I understand the disturbing image somebody has of worrying about contaminated groundwater and, you know, really what would be the impact in your neighborhood, because I don't care what your stripes are. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or whatever. You know, families are families, and you don't want to, nobody wants to put their family in harm's way and to think that something could be seeping into ponds or into anything that would affect their family. But having said that, I guarantee all of us are teetering on something similar. It might not be the Keystone Pipeline, but we're teetering on the edge of all kinds of things in our neighborhoods. Pipes that haven't been worked on. We saw the terrible thing that happened in that neighborhood out of San Francisco. So not to be naive, you have to realize this is part of that whole technology thing that we've talked about. And it is about having the regulations. It is about permitting processes. For goodness sake, we're not saying you wouldn't have to go through strict regulations. But the energy secretary himself gave the stamp of approval on it, looking through it and saying that everything was in order, that yes, this was set to go, and he would give a thumbs up to it. And then suddenly that changed. And when it changed, that's when I really started to have a problem with it, because I tried to get a look at anything I could concerning where it was headed and, you know, the move to move it around an aquifer in Nebraska. And really, honestly, to me, looking at the course of where it would go, I don't understand why the big flap over that. I don't. Because unless you are going to run your car on electricity, or unless you're going to ride a horse, ride a bike, come up with that other alternative, then we have to be realistic about what our energy needs are and what are we willing to do. There are safer ways to go after stuff. There are permitting processes in place, and the key is to make sure they're followed. Not to put up fences, not to smother the process. Smothering the process puts us all behind the eight ball, and you know that's where we're at with energy. We're behind the eight ball. That's the answer. So who loses? In the end, we lose. And while we watch China as they continue to build and grow and build and grow, and yeah, you can see how terribly polluted China is because of things that they haven't done and because of the massive population, but still they're poised to own and gobble up so much energy that we're going to be even more beholden to the Chinese if we are not careful. We have to have energy independence. We have to have it. And investing in some of these green ideas that are guaranteed government loans that are flopping again and again and again, we can ill afford to do that. Yes, you have to pursue the alternatives. Absolutely pursue the alternatives. They should have vigorously been pursued in the past. We would be looking at something completely different, even if it's ethanol. I've said this before. I mean, how many ethanol plants are there in the United States? Look at Brazil. Brazil kicks our rear end in that department. Sure, they have sugar cane, and the sugar cane is the process they use for the ethanol. But Are you telling me that Brazil can have that process where you get in a car and you can choose to pull up and fill up with ethanol or petrol, and we don't have that ability? We don't have the widespread use of ethanol. Our cars, are they equipped for that? The plants, because really it's about the plants. We don't pump that out. We don't have enough of that to make that a viable solution right now, today, which is the same problem with nuclear energy and what we could do with nuclear energy. So you have to make that adjustment. If you're going to completely isolate yourself, work from home, or live off the land, or whatever it is that you're going to do with your family, you better start preparing for it now, because we're in a serious, serious crunch when it comes to energy. Serious crunch. And so what is the answer? The answer is that has to be, besides the fight over the deficit, the economy. We say this all the time. Everything comes back to money. Everything goes back to money. And we're going to pay, if we start paying through the nose for gasoline on top of what all the other things that we're paying, the fees and whatnot, you're strangling the middle class. There will be no middle class. It'll just be rich people and others. And this isn't about beating up on so-called one percenters. It's just the reality of what it's going to be. And we've seen what's happened in other countries and how that's not working. How are you liking what you're seeing with Greece? The riots, the two bailouts of Greece, which I still think they're going to have problems because the people refuse to accept the cuts to the pensions and to what they're making. And God forbid we turn into even any kind of a version of what they're seeing. That really takes America in a completely different direction. All right, coming up here, we're going to talk about next, Egypt lifting the travel ban on the pro-democracy workers. This is a big story. Ray LaHood, I said this before, the transportation secretary, his son was one of the 18 Americans who are on trial with a bunch of others facing these charges, spy charges, all kinds of crazy things. I mean, this is a story that I'm surprised hasn't been talked about more, so I'm going to dive into it next here on ATN.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring?
Davy Jones, dead at the age of 66 from the Monkees. That song lives on. There have been people that have done other versions of that. Great cover tunes, I think, of that Monkees hit. They had a couple of big hits, and we've had several of them on the show before, including Davy, long, long time ago. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, technology is a big thing that we talk about a lot. And we see in the presidential elections what happens with Twitter and what's going on with Facebook and other forms of reaching people. But we get to a point where I think technology becomes an energy vampire for too many of us. So Kathy Larson and Nancy Roddy talk about yard wine. You know what yard wine is? We're talking about neighbors sharing it, having conversation, and the two of them have done it for 15 years. They join us now from California. Hello, ladies.
Hello there. Hello.
You know, this is an interesting thing. This conversation, the art of conversation, Kathy, I think is lost. I mean, just even talking to your neighbors. I know people who don't even know their neighbors because they go in their garage, they go in the house, that's it, and they're on the computer, they're on their iPhone, they're on their iPad, and they're just totally plugged into everybody but the people around them. Do you find that that's the same with a lot of your other friends?
I would agree that that's exactly the same. It's so common that we come home from work, we pull into the driveway, and we walk straight into the house. it's so easy to become blinded to everything that's around you. Sometimes it's a quick wave, but oftentimes you don't stop. You have to quickly get inside and get on your computer, pick up your phone, and it really is hard just to stop and take a time to talk to your neighbor.
Nancy, how long have you and Kathy, I said 15 years you've known each other. What do you remember even the first conversation or how you started to talk to one another?
Oh, well, you know, before Kathy moved in the neighborhood, we were doing yard wine here among our neighbors. And Kathy was immediately, when she and her husband bought their home just across the street from us, we, of course, invited her across the street to join us in yard wine. And she came across the street, and her husband came across the street, and her kids, and she actually met five or six of her immediate neighbors within the first week that she was here and became a part of our yard wine group immediately.
Now explain yard wine, because some people are saying, what are you talking about, yard wine?
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, because when my husband and I were first married and we had three small kids and not a lot of money and disposable income to spend, we couldn't really afford to hire babysitters and go out and have a big fancy dinner, so we would sit out in the driveway. Before he'd get home from work, I'd set up some tables and chairs and put out some food, and the kids would play in the yard, and we'd sit in the driveway and he'd have a drink after work, and the neighbors would sort of stroll by and join us. And it just kind of almost accidentally became a thing that we did on a regular weekly basis. And it just grew, and you started to call it a name. You know, you kind of do that over a period of time. And we did it in the yard, and we drank wine, and so we called it yard wine.
Yard wine, I like that. That's a good name. Did you find that people from other streets were coming over, too? Because sometimes when it doesn't catch on in other, you know, in certain blocks, I find in some neighborhoods, that then other people will try to cross over. How big was the crowd you started to get?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. I have some girlfriends that I would get together for a charity group that I belong to, and they heard that we did yard wine and sort of wanted to be a part of it, but couldn't, for whatever reason, figure out how to get it started in their own neighborhood. And I came home one day after running errands, came up to my house, and I had six friends sitting in my front yard. They had chairs and picnic baskets and glasses of wine, and they were sitting out there having a little old party in my front yard. And I said, what are you guys doing here? And they said, we wanted to have yard wine. We came here. You weren't here. We just decided to go ahead and have it without you. Neighbors came over. Next thing we knew, we had, you know, maybe 20 people in my front yard sitting around having a glass of wine, getting to know each other. It was great.
Yes. And this is men and women, so, and then the kids are around, so it's everyone, so nobody's excluded from it. You could be single, you could be married, you could have kids, you could be, you know, have no kids.
Any age, any gender, whatever, everybody's welcome at Yard Wine.
Yeah, so are you trying to spread, now you did a book, are you trying to spread that message that, hey, maybe you want to just go dark once in a while with the iPhones and have conversation with your neighbors?
Absolutely, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We understand that the 21st century necessitates the use of social media. The electronics are everywhere. But it's something that you should be using as a tool and not necessarily a way of life. We have just stumbled upon a phrase the last couple of weeks that we really like, this idea that wine takes time for it to mature and the grapes need nurturing. And that's exactly what a friendship needs as well. And when you open up a bottle of wine, you need to take the time to let it breathe. And that's what friendships need too. So you need to stop, take a breath, enjoy your neighbor, and enjoy the friendships. And so we're really trying to start an anti-trend. The trend currently is social media, and we'd like to call ourselves the anti-trend. We want people to step away from the electronics, step outside, unplug, and get together and build true friendships.
Yeah, I bet both of you have noticed. Now, where are you in California, Nance?
We're in Southern California, just south, if you're familiar with Long Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
We're just on the other side of Long Beach, California, on the north end of Orange County.
Nancy, I'm blaming you guys in California for the trends. Of course, further up north in Silicon Valley. But, you know, I've got a lot of friends in Cali, and I'll be on the beach. I've been in the beach, whether you're walking in Malibu or you're someplace else, Long Beach, wherever, Manhattan Beach, and you guys know this, you'll see people, their heads are just down. They're not even looking. I'm surprised there's not more walking accidents because nobody's looking at anybody. Do you notice that same thing?
Well, and I notice most of them, their heads are down and they're looking at their phone and
yeah.
they're texting and or they're talking on their phone and they're not paying attention to where they're going or who's going by them, or they couldn't even hear you if you bothered to say hello to them.
Yeah, how did we communicate before without electronics?
You know, we talked to each other, and if we weren't home, we didn't get that phone call, or we just got a message and we called back later, and we had face-to-face or voice-to-voice conversations with each other.
And I would also add, too, that with what we do and the coming together that we do, we also, like you said, we have young kids. And so we pull our kids into these conversations and into our yard wine, and we're modeling for them how you actually have a conversation. And so the kids are learning by what we do. They learn how to, my young kids who are only 8 and 9 have been doing yard wine since they were just babies. And now they know how to talk to an adult, how to sit and have a conversation and talk about adult things. We talk about politics and we talk about religion. We talk about what's happening in the world, and they know how to do that with adults.
Good for you. I say this all the time. I grew up in a family where nothing was out of bounds, where you could talk about politics or religion or whatever it was. And what a difference that makes when you try to make your way in the world, because you are actually encouraged to have conversation with adults especially. And I think that's something, too, that's been lost when you transfer down to the other generations. It makes it easier for them. I hope more people will pay attention to what you are saying, Kathy and Nancy, because I think there's some real merit to that. That yes, technology is great, but at some point you gotta, I don't know what we're gonna have to do. We have to have a lockbox where we put our phones. I mean, that's like a new trend. I don't know if you know this. People will go to lunch and they'll say, okay, put them up, and they put their phones in the middle of the table and turn them over. And people,
it's a great idea.
I think so too. But people are having a hard time with it. It's almost like they get nervous because they're waiting to see if it's going to go off. And it's just the craziest thing. Okay, writing the book. How fun was that, Nance?
Oh my goodness, we had a great time. And I will tell you, the book started at a yard wine. Of course, we were sitting around having one of those conversations that you have, one of those remember when, telling stories and laughing and joking. And I looked over to Kathy in the middle of this yard wine and said, oh, we ought to write a book. You know how you say that sometimes, you don't really mean it. And Kathy looked at me and said, oh yeah, we should. And she took off with it. I honestly for a long time thought, oh my gosh, this is, who's going to be interested in our little stories? But we would get together, and it took us about 3 years. We would kind of start and stop and start and stop. But just sharing the stories and the memories and talking about our philosophy of yard wine, it was just great.
And I would just add to that I think that what we have found once we put the stories down, that they really are our stories and they are our vignettes, but it's very universal. And that people who hear the story of what we do have stories to share with us about the way that they handle yard wine. They'll tell us what they do as a family and as a neighborhood. And then the other half of the people that we run into will tell us, you know what, we don't have that, and I really wish I did.
There you go. Bravo. So if somebody wants to get a copy of the book, how can they do that?
They go to www.yardwinebook.com. And we have a buy books and products tag on there. Just go in there and you can order a book from us.
All right. Excellent. You keep doing that yard wine thing, ladies, and good luck. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank
Kate.
You. Have a great night.
Thanks. Kathy Larson and Nancy Roddy. And what a great suggestion to do that, to have little neighborhood get-togethers where you know the person down the block, you know the person catty corner. I've said this before, we're too isolated. And if you don't know your neighbors, then if something happens, who are you going to call to bail you out? Hey, I can't get in my house. Ah, I don't know any of my neighbors. Stay with us.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Practicing the art of conversation here on America Tonight, each and every show. You can weigh in on what's happening with the Republicans, gas prices, and, of course, a slew of other things. Whatever you want to vent. You want to vent? Here's a place to vent. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I just have to say this going into this, this segment here in the show. What kind of idiot burns down a 3,500-year-old cypress tree? Yes, it did happen. 26-year-old Sarah Barnes was arrested in Seminole County, Florida. She admitted to setting fire to one of the oldest trees in the world. What was she thinking? 118 feet of this sucker, cypress tree, gorgeous. It was at Big Tree Park in Longwood, Florida. It mysteriously burned. They knew there was probably foul play involved. They treated it as an accident. But then somebody ratted her out on a crime tip line. So it was pretty easy. They tracked her down and they figured out. She admitted to it once they put the hot lights on her and started to drill her, you know, asking her a million questions. She just copped to it. And she admitted that she started the fire at the base of the tree. Why? That's my question. Why did she do that? Why would she do that? So she's got, this is the thing, she's got intentional burning of land. That's what she's charged with. And it's a third-degree felony in the state of Florida. And also, this could be the reason why, she's charged with possession of meth with the intent to sell and possession of drugs, you know, drug paraphernalia. This tree was nicknamed the Senator. It was a historic landmark, and it was donated by a senator back in the 20s and was dedicated by Calvin Coolidge as a national historic landmark a couple of years after that happened, like in 1929 or something, after it was donated by Senator Overstreet. So there was a huge history here. And burning it down, people were just devastated about this. You know, somebody said to me, did you hear about the tree that was burned to the ground? I thought, are you kidding me with this story? And then I looked into it a little bit more, and I was just shocked. Shocked. I mean, she had to be crazed, stoned out of her mind. What a waste. What a stupid thing. I mean, the tree must have been massive. I'm sorry I didn't see it. But it was intentional. All right, we are intentionally heading to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. That song by Davy Jones that you just played, that was written by John Stewart, a guy named John Stewart. And I think, have you ever heard of a band? Do you know who John Stewart was?
No.
I don't think it's the guy from The Daily Show.
No.
There's a three guys from San Francisco named the Kingston Trio.
Yes.
They're a day older than God. I think John Stewart has passed away, but did you ever hear that song, Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley?
I have heard of that song.
Yeah, there's a song called Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, Hang Down Your Head and Cray. He was in that band, and I think it's the same John Stewart. You wouldn't happen to know, would you?
I don't know.
They said it was written by John Stewart, and there was a guy in the Kingston Trio that, by the name of John Stewart. He wrote a bunch of songs. But also, if Bill Clinton listens to your show, I would like to take my, if he has any taste, he does, but I would like to take my hat off to him because today he endorsed the, Keystone Pipeline from Alberta to Houston, right?
He did?
Yeah.
It was a shocker, but he did, yes.
And I would like to take my hat off to him, and when they build that pipeline, I'll be able to afford to buy a hat. Because I'll make a little money off the pipeline. But anyways, okay. There was a French-Canadian doctor busted in Dallas today for stealing $450 million. How can one doctor steal almost $500 million from Medicare and Medicaid? How the hell can he steal almost $500 million from Medicare and Medicaid?
But he had his own pipeline working, and he knew how to jam the system up, and that's what happened, and that is shocking. You're right. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest all-time, with one person, frauds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's a bad day for French Canadians in the U.S. of A. because, I know there's a God now because Celine Dion has lost her voice for a year. Did you hear that?
You just hate her.
I know. So this is a case of a French Canadian with a frog in her throat. There's a joke there, but I won't use it.
Al, that was worth the wait. Thanks, brother. That was good stuff. Thank you. We move from Al to Dan in Texas. Another one of our favorite jokesters. Hey, Dan, what's happening?
Hey, Kate, if corn oil is made out of corn and peanut oil is made out of peanuts, what do they make baby oil out of?
I don't know what.
And if there's an expiration date on sour cream, why do they have an expiration date? It's already sour.
You are hilarious.
And what do people drive in parkways and park in driveways? I mean, this don't make any sense at all. Oh, I got another one for you. Hey, you know this wine yard thing? Why don't we get the girls to wear pink shorts, the guys to wear blue shorts, and after they do three or four jugs of wine, we could have topless basketball. That'd be a hit. You'd have everybody in the block over.
You are terrible.
Oh, no, it would work.
Listen,
it would work big
Dan,
time. I'm talking about everybody in.
Do you know your neighbors? I think you do. But do you know your neighbors?
Yeah, I do.
And they're friendly, and you say hello, and they know these are my kids, and here they are.
We exchange recipes, and they brag about how good a cook I am.
You do it.
Yeah, and you know, if I still drink, Well, I haven't given up forever, but if I still indulge the way I used to, we would have one hell of a wine yard.
There you go.
Hey, I want to get something on the politics link.
Okay.
Romney's a joke, man. I mean, I won by 3%. Hey, I'm telling you what, he is just not Mr. Inspirational. Santorum really literally kicked his butt in his home state, and he took some of the action in Arizona as well. And when we do Super Tuesday, the boy's going to look like the last man standing. I mean, he's going to, you know, it's been through the tornado or something. And speaking of tornadoes, God bless those poor people back there in Illinois.
Terrible.
I've been watching the news, and it just broke my heart.
Awful. Because
I've lived through those, and it ain't no fun, baby.
It's not. I've seen them, and I haven't been in one, only from the coverage point of view, but
well,
it's
listen,
terrible.
Listen, how are you? I ain't got to talk to you for a week or two.
I'm good. I'm glad that you called. I am actually in New Jersey,
broadcasting live
from New Jersey.
Well, you're getting to see Mom and Pop and all that.
Yeah, and well, seeing what the headlines. Every day there's something about Governor Chris Christie in the paper.
Well, listen, tell them I'm still grateful for them producing you. You are such a beautiful woman and a great friend. And I love you.
All right, Dan, thanks. Funny call. Appreciate it. He had some funny one-liners in there. Mixed up a bunch of stuff with us. Dan in rare form. Remember, if you want to vent or you got a funny, you can certainly share it with us on this show. I got an email from somebody that they were asking me, how can I hook up to your website? And I feel like I say this so many times on the show that it's sickening. It says like nails on the chalkboard, but I will say it again. And I think there's confusion because it's not a .com, but americatonight.net. You go there and all roads begin there and they fork off in different directions. You can click on the email, shoot us an email that way. We always go down to the mail room. Every single show we end up doing that. We also have the link to Twitter or Facebook. You can hit us up that way and see some of the things that we're talking about on the show and some of the people that we've talked to in the past, a whole bunch of stuff. It's just right there, very, very easy. But the first place that you go is if you go to the website, then you can decide which road you want to take from there. It's easy. It's clearly marked, shall we say, clearly marked. Wow, what an interesting hour this has been on America Tonight. I'm still trying to get over Dan saying what's baby oil. What's baby oil made of? Peanut oil. You know, the peanut oil thing, there are people that, there's somebody I knew down the street from me, actually speaking of neighbors, who try to do the peanut oil thing in the car. And it works except for when, I mean, it makes a mess. And when you have to get the peanut oil out of the tank when you're trying to like resell the car, for example, then it's kind of a nightmare. It hasn't been perfected, shall we say.